them, but they're building them for you.
I look around this room, and I see nothing but untapped potential. You have potential. You have... Oh, boy.
But now they've got to create a culture in the community that lends to violence, crime, drugs, guns, prostitution.
You are the first participant on the call. Please hold while we wait for the others to join.
To prison.
This call is being recorded.
But they're offering you rap deals. Atlantic Records. See, these are the real savings. They have to be exposed, brothers. You rap, and in your rap there's a beef with another rapper. Get real, you know, fiery about it, and you're talking about drilling down.
I look around this room, and I see nothing but untapped potential. You have potential. You have...
You want to kill your brother. So that's the kind of rap you're doing. And then the radio stations are complicit. Because if you make something clean, they don't want to play it. So when you come to the record executives with something clean, but it's got a good beat, hey, that's nice, but see if you keeping it real. And keeping it real means keeping it as it is so that it will never change.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is November the 11th, 2016. This is the 8th year anniversary month of Black Talk Media Project when we launched in 2008 after leaving the Blog Talk Radio plantation and establishing a safe space for black people to talk about whatever it is that black people felt they needed to talk about. So just wanted to remind you of that, and just want to thank everyone who has been on this 8-year journey with us thus far. All right, so today, man, I got a call from my mom's today, and my mom asked me a question. She said, "Do you know who Stephen A. Smith is?" I was like, "Yeah, he be on ESPN." She said he was on CNN. So I look it up on the internet. Look it up on CNN. And here is Stephen A. Smith doing his job as a proxy tool of the system of racism that perpetuates white supremacy and slavery, going in on Colin Kaepernick because Colin Kaepernick did not vote. And that is a big problem with a lot of people, is they do things for butter biscuits. I mean, I know that's a simplistic way of saying it. Other people say, well, they cave in to the pressure. That's what he got to do to feed his family and all of that. But look, as a free will individual, free will, unless we're going to claim Stephen A. Smith doesn't have free will, you can choose not to engage in activities that's going to benefit a system in keeping people confused, in directing hate and anger at black people, and then misinforming people, miseducating, and that could also be because he's so miseducated, or either he's lying. A lot of the times, it's either one or two things. Every time, it's either one or two things when you listening to a person, especially if they got degrees and with the college behind their name and they're being showcased by white people, they're either doing one or two things. They are either ignorant or they are liars and they're practicing deception, and they're just doing their job for the system to keep the masses confused and trapped in the same sort of what could we call that, going in circles with their thinking. So that I watched that, and we'll take a listen to it. I'll actually give you a preview, but that's really what I want to talk about today. Because in the wake of this election of Donald J. Trump, again, that's the next CEO of USA Inc., unless something happened between now and January the 20th, when he's scheduled to officially move into the White House, it is causing a lot of emotionalism on both sides of the so-called political spectrum, but it's also causing emotion among people in the left wing of the racist system. Now, we will point out to the racism that we see of the Trump supporters. His campaign openly solicit these types of people who hold these types of views on race and racism. So we expect them to act a certain way. Like there, I read a report today about a United States Postal Service worker, which we use them to conduct business with and mail stuff out. United States Postal Service worker in uniform on the job, verbally assaulting, terrorizing, practicing racism against a Hispanic man and saying things like, "This is Trump land now. You're not going to be getting your check for much longer." I guess assuming that the person was on EBT or something, like many of these white people are unemployed where I live, are on EBT. So, but he's directing that at a non-white person. So that's emotionalism. And another person, I don't know what their classification is in the system, witnessed this. They said they did not call the police because there was no violence. And this is an old racist cracker. We're talking about postal worker, postal carrier. He driving a truck delivering mail. So the person who witnessed this said they did not call the police, but they just documented it, got the truck number, got his employee identification number, and they filed a complaint with the United States Postal Service. They said because the old racist cracker did not commit an act of violence against a Hispanic man, they did not call the police, but they just simply documented everything. Did not even intervene, sat in their car like they was doing something else while recording this racist cracker terrorizing this non-white person, talking about it's Trump land now. I mean, think about that, you know, Zombie Land. Remember that film where they're going around? Lots of violence, lots of death, lots of destruction. Trump land. Yeah, I can envision it. Yeah. So it's emotional people on both sides. But then on the left wing side, you got a lot of emotional people, including non-white people, black people, crying is definitely a sign of emotion. Brokenhearted that a murderer and criminal lost the selection for the next CEO of USA Inc. That's emotional. That's being emotional. In fact, my mother was telling me, some of her sister and one of my cousins, and they're older than me, of course, where they were getting angry with her because she would not vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, mind you, you know, these are Christians, and she also informed me that a lot of evangelicals did not vote because they didn't want to vote for Donald Trump. They did not want to vote for Hillary Clinton, so they did not vote. So here we have Stephen A. Smith being attacking the black man Colin Kaepernick, saying all these things. I'm gonna let y'all hear a preview, but he is a proxy racist tool of ESPN, the white media that's in control of 95% of what we see here and here. But I mean, he really went on this national rant to blame NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick for the defeat of this racist white woman by a racist Republican. Come on. Obviously, Stephen A. Smith is not getting paid butter biscuits to be analytical of the system of racism. That's not his job. His job is to blame one person for the defeat of one racist by another. Now, what kind of logical sense does that make? People have free will, including black people, non-white people. It's nothing different than them, about them, than anyone else. They have free will. And if people will express their free will not to vote, which is a choice, it's not a requirement that people vote. It's not a law that says everybody has to vote. But we hear the same old tired arguments year after year after year after year against people who don't vote. I'm a person who vote, but you don't hear me attacking those people who don't. I vote for more than just the CEO of USA Inc., and I'm not foolish enough to believe that my vote really matters in choosing that person. Where my vote matters, in my opinion, is the sheriff's department. My goodness, I do not want to be confronted with a black proxy racist tool of the system like David Clark. In his county, according to statistical data, is putting a lot of black men into the system of slavery. See, we make excuses for these people, but these are, if they are in fact people with free will, unless they under mind control or something like that, they don't have to do these things. We know the reasons they do these things, but that's not an excuse to do those things. And again, some of these acts that I see, and I'm not calling for anyone to be killed or murdered, but in a time of war, which I believe this is a time of global war right now, through proxies and direct confrontations, certain offenses are capital offenses. I don't believe in the death penalty, but those people got to be taken out of commission. So he's choosing to be an attack dog of the racist system. Each person who does that, they are choosing. They have a choice. With choices come consequences. In fact, those who choose to support a system of white supremacy, of racism and slavery, are doing so because I don't want a name called, but they had they doing this for their own personal comfort, the comfort of their family, at the expense of everyone else. I mean, if you are being, call yourself a counter-racist or against the system of racism, it should be a logical decision for victims of this system not to be tools of racism against another victim in exchange for Mr. Charlie and Miss Ann's plantation butter biscuits. And that's what it just simply boils down to. You can try to explain it and try to say that black people or victims have no responsibility for their behavior. I tend to think that that is a view that depicts a person who is like a little child and a monkey of low intelligence. That kind of stuff that white racist was pushing back in. What's his name? The so-called father of psychiatry, Frickman. What's his name? Freud? Sigmund Freud? Where they base intelligence on the shape of the skull and all physical characteristics. That's what I hear some people, that's how they come across to me. I don't know if that's what they mean, but that's how it come across to me. Is that that's how they view victims of the system, as childlike little children, little monkeys that don't have free will, don't have the capability to make a complex decision on whether or not I'm going to practice race, I'm going to support racism or I'm work against it. There is no middle position. So I think it's logical that people not be tools of the system and create other opportunities to make their own butter biscuits where they don't have to be dependent upon Mr. Charlie and Miss Ann on whether or not they family gonna have enough. They have enough already. So that's what I want to talk about today. Proxy racism. And another thing I want to throw out there. Don't assume that all those people that voted for Donald Trump were these little racists that I'm surrounded by. The low education voters, as they say, most of them barely have a high school education, if they have that. They never further go on. These are like your manual laborers. They go to work in the factories and the cotton mills, except for the factory that was making the trucks recently closed. My daughter was a victim of that. That's why she's taking business classes, so she can get in on the family business. But she got laid off. A lot of crackers got laid off because they were the majority of the workers. The cotton mills, we know those jobs being got outsourced overseas. So it's a lot of struggling crackers on EBT and voucher aid programs for housing and what have you. But all of them were not, they did not make up the entire voting block of those who voted for Donald Trump. Even though they say Hillary Clinton won the popular vote don't matter. Winning states is what matter, electoral college, and it ain't no scheme, it ain't no scam. It's simple math. You know the rules going into it or what it takes. So people talking about the system rigged and all that. In that regard, I mean, they just don't know how the electoral college works. Everybody should know that by now. You're not running for the popular vote. You're running for state by state. And then I hear black people saying it should be the popular vote. Well, it's a lot more crackers, racist crackers, than it is black people. So that can backfire on you. You know what I'm saying? That can really, really just, I mean, that's how it probably used to be. But that really can backfire on you. But now the non-white people in a couple of decades will be in the majority. Maybe then it will work, but I wouldn't try that now. But it is what it is. You know the rules in terms of this, how the CEO of USA Inc. They say is chosen. So don't get distracted by any conspiracy talk about that. But I'm willing to speculate that many of his voters were also Bernie Sanders voters who were not, for the right reasons, going to throw a vote to a mass murdering evil soul like Hillary Clinton. And they wanted to send a shock to the system, the most uncodified racist. Now I know he's putting on the act like he ain't part of the billionaire class and the 1%, but he's a close quote unquote billionaire. Come on. So he got them fooled thinking that he represents their interests. He's going to represent big corporate interests. They are not going to benefit. Paul Ryan got reelected, so they're going to continue their austerity measures. There are going to be further cuts to the SNAP program. And it's really going to be some desperate times now on this trade stuff. Ooh, I can't call it down the road. Trump is kind of a wild card, but he is seen by them as not being part of the establishment. And he's very uncodified. So, but my point is, why are they trying to blame, and we knew it was going to come because it happened every time. Why are they trying to blame Colin Kaepernick and people like Colin Kaepernick who did not vote at all? Why are they trying to blame them for one racist defeating another racist? When the majority of people in the United States, now somebody, y'all look it up. If I'm wrong, I stand corrected, but I think that the voting population, those who do vote or those who did vote, the total number does not make up a majority of the voting age adult population here in the United States. I'm willing to bet that a majority of people, quote unquote, Americans who are of age to vote, don't vote. And I'm excluding those who would like to vote, but they can't, but because they've been in on a slave plantation and been labeled, branded, if you will, with that felon slave brand. So they a lot of times can't vote, but that's a state by state thing. As y'all know, Maryland recently restored hundreds of thousands of former slaves' right to vote. But that's a state by state thing. So how you going to blame him when the people had no choice, as we've stated? I've stated, I can't speak for other people, but I think some other callers did say that you really didn't have a choice. Mr. Charlie or Miss Ann, which one? They both freaking racist. Running the plantation. So, I mean, is that a choice? So I'm going to sit this one out. Now, I do not agree with that strategy because, again, This is how you end up with little towns like Ferguson. This is how you end up with little towns like Baltimore. But I do not know just how disenfranchised the voting age population of those little towns and cities might have been, because again, they've been churning out former slaves. This system just churns them out. Even when they get released from the plantation, they still got that plantation brand, felon. That's what that is. That strips them of their rights. They're not even quote-unquote citizens anymore. That is what's going on. So voting is not the magic bullet, just doing that by itself, especially black people, because it's not enough of us who can vote, let alone should vote, because we got a lot of people voting on emotions and caught up in the information matrix that they set up through the corporate media. And that is their sole sources of information. So they're voting, but it ain't doing no good, because you haven't done any kind of research. But again, I don't really, the only reason I concern myself with who the CEO is because you can look at them and you can, based on history, predict what's going to happen. I guarantee you, if Hillary Clinton had got in there, it was going to be an escalation in Syria, because it was all came out in the WikiLeaks emails. All of this on for a Zionist agenda. This was all in the email. It would benefit Israel. They don't care about them Syrian refugees getting displaced and all of that. That's the price them people got to pay to make Israel feel more secure, so it can continue to practice racism and white supremacy in that part of the world. There were going to be more coups, right-wing coups, and corporations taking over entire nations and increased funding of these terrorists to foment instability. Trump, that's a wild card. Trump be most concerned about what he does domestically. On the foreign policy, we got to just pay attention to who he's going to appoint in his cabinet positions and other key positions. Then we can forecast what kind of danger non-white people around the world are looking at. So why is Stephen A. Smith, and Stephen A. Smith, if you ever come across this and you hear this, my mother told me that somebody should punch you in the mouth. Now, I told my mama that we don't want to promote violence or anything like that, that he's a proxy racist. That's the only reason he's on there running his mouth and spitting and yelling and whatnot. We don't want to promote violence against him or anything like that, but we do want to shut him up. We do want to counter his, what some people would call, coonery. Not calling him a coon. Again, he's a proxy tool of the system. The system's using him to practice racism. So let's give a preview of that. I'm going to give a preview of that. We're going to take a break, station identification break. Then when we come back, I'm going to go over some of the news today. I have some important announcements, some community events happening around the nation. So I'll give those primarily in New York City is what was sent in to me. So I'll take a look at that, share that news, a couple of news stories I saw. And then we'll get into the, I want to hear your thoughts. I've heard people say that Stephen A. Smith is completely right. So I'm going to give you a preview of that. We're going to go into break, go into some of the community news and national news, international news, and then we'll listen to his comments in their entirety. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. Oh, by the way, before I go to break, let me give out our new telephone numbers for those who want to participate in the conversation. Toll-free USA and Canada, that is 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Or 704-802-5056. That is 704-802-5056. 5056. If you are in North Carolina, we still have those listen only conference line, but we do not take calls from there. But we do set that up for those who would like to listen. We'll call that the overflow room. You can also participate in the chat with me, the host of the program. You can call in with a web phone, and we have international numbers. How are some of our people out there in the diaspora viewing what they're seeing through the news and what have you that they're getting wherever they may be? So you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. Again, I forgot to give out that address. It's uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. So let's give a preview to Stephen A. Smith. It's a couple of racist suspects that's anchoring the show. They look like they got him on a Skype call or something, you know, just a little video box. So this is how they opened it up.
You know who didn't bring it? Colin Kaepernick. He's been on the forefront of social activism of late in choosing not to stand for the national anthem in protest of police brutality against African Americans. So when Colin Kaepernick said he has not and will not vote in this presidential election, it left many scratching their head as to how he can be socially conscious yet not vote. Kaepernick has previously expressed his displeasure with both candidates in the presidential election. Stephen A., did he betray his cause?
He absolutely betrayed his cause. As far as I'm concerned, Colin Kaepernick is absolutely irrelevant. I don't want to see him again. I don't want to hear from him again. I don't want to hear a damn word about anything that he has to say about our nation, the issues that we have, racial injustices, needing change, et cetera, et cetera. He comes across as a flaming hypocrite. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in a damn word that he has to say. And quite frankly, I hope he goes away. He's lucky to be in the league right now. He's 0-3 as a starter this year, only completing 52% of his passes. He hasn't won a game. He doesn't look good at the quarterback spot. I don't care about Rust. I don't care about anything else. My days of rooting for him have come to an end.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. Again, let me give out those phone numbers, especially those who tune in regularly, so you can memorize it and also put it in your phone. But our toll-free number, again, is 866-510-9025. That is 866-510-9025. If you are in North Carolina, that is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. There's no PIN required. If you want to unmute yourself, just hit **. If I see you, I'll assume you're calling in to comment, and I will unmute you. Or I will ask people who want to speak to unmute themselves, and then we'll just go down the line. That's how. Trying to get used to this new conference, got a chat feature again. Some of the other hosts say they kind of like it better than the old way. So today, do want to give out network news. I was sent some information, so let me pull up some of that. Most of these activities are going on in New York City. They are important events. Let me pull those up. The first one was sent to us by BTRCommunity.com member tag. that he wanted us to get the word out on. So let's go ahead and get the word out on a community meeting organizing against police raids and militarization. It says that so-called gang raids are the new frontier of policing in New York City. Again, Wes, we were talking about yesterday about what a Trump administration might look like based on the rhetoric of some of the political actors and law enforcement actors out there in those people activity areas, that it could get pretty bad for black and non-white people. I 100% expect more private prison contracts, possibly even more private prisons built. And who gonna fill them up primarily? I believe Hispanics. That's what he going after, them undocumented immigrants. It's finna get real out there on the battlefield for them. For real. As some of the callers had brought up on Tando radio show yesterday, which by the way will not be on air today live, and I meant to mention that, but with some of the network news. But yeah, it's finna get real on the battlefield. The NYP and federal agencies, including the FBI, have built on the world that stop and frisk created, as they, a couple of callers brought up yesterday, a world where if you're black or brown, you are likely to have been stopped by a cop, and where just having that stop makes you potentially guilty in the eyes of RICO conspiracy charges. You don't even have to be present for the crime to be charged and found guilty. This year alone, the NYPD has boasted of doing over 20 of these raids. We must stop them. We have the power to keep these pigs out of our communities, to keep ourselves and our children safe. We know who the real gangs are, the ones with a top-down hierarchy, endless supply of money and weapons, and a history of terrorisms. Their gang initials are NYPD. Join us for a community meeting November the 12th. That's tomorrow, Saturday, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, of course, in New York City at Bantasis Community Meeting. I hope I pronounced that correctly, at 547 East 146th Street in the Bronx, New York. This is in association with the Bronx 120, which we've done a couple of programs, spoke to one of the victims, although they were after her son, the slave catchers, that is, were after her son, they still terrorized her and her children, her daughters, when they bust into the house unannounced, shock and awe type tactics, like what we see in Palestine with the Israeli foot soldiers doing to the Palestinians there. We've seen it in South Africa. We've seen it wherever races are in power and they're practicing their religion of white supremacy that they believe in so much that they'll die for it. But it is about the Bronx 120, where young men were snatched out of college based off of when they were teenagers. Oh, they used to be a part of a street association. Come on. I have often, not often, but I've told the story about my activities as a person with no choice but to join them or fight them in Detroit, in a gang that grown folks was running and recruiting young boys. That's why it was called Young Boys Incorporated. Recruiting children, enticing children, and coercing children. So there's many reasons people join gangs, not cause they are cold-hearted killers. Sometimes they are recruited by jump on you. They'll harass you all the time. I had to deal with all of that, especially if you a big kid for your age like I was. I didn't kill anyone. I didn't rob anyone. That's all you need to know about that year-long experience as a 12-year-old. But this is what your government, USA Inc., is charging kids who have grown up, got out of the gangs or what have you, went on to college to get an education, and then here come federal marshals come to arrest them because of they know somebody who did this crime so many years ago, and that person also did time for the killing that they did, but because you know them, oh, you was in a quote unquote game with them, we gonna arrest you on RICO charges. When all of these city councils, city managers, mayors, police department, judges in little towns and places like Ferguson should be brought up on RICO charges, because the FBI report, the Department of Justice report, said there were violations of federal law. Their whole primary scheme was to make money through fines and through slavery, bail money, and shuffling people through the system. I think we do have a caller, 754. Did you want to jump in?
I did, but I was... Uh-oh.
All right.
I got an echo, Scotty.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where that echo, it might go away. I think it's gone away now. That could be anything. That could be your device or whatever. Are you still in the other place? Okay, I see you. All right, but jump in anytime you want to ask a question. Just hit **. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you. Good to hear from you, Sin. Anytime you want to jump in, you should be able to just hit **. So, didn't mean to go on that rant, but people need to know these things. So again, this is happening tomorrow at 547 East 146th Street, Bronx, New York, from 2 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. They are organizing against slavery and terrorism of the NYPD, backed up by the federal government. Let me pull up a flyer that I was sent. This also, most of it pertains to NYC area. And we also have a calendar in btrcommunity.com where you can find out about things like the upcoming conference. What's the name of that conference that's going to be coming up in November? Coming up on it in a couple of days, actually. I'll pull up btrcommunity.com. But in New York. So most of these activities are occurring in New York, and in association with the Black Panther Party 50th anniversary weekend events that are kicking off in New York City. So flyer says free the Panthers and all U.S. government held political prisoners and prisoners of wars, including Exile Freedom Fighters Month, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party in 1966. Of course, this is 2016. It will be the 50th year since the founding of the Black Panther Party by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. The struggle continues Friday, November the 11th. That's today. Actually, this event is over, so it's no reason for me to read you that one. But coming up at 5 o'clock p.m., going up until 9 o'clock p.m., of course, this is Eastern. If you're in New York City, that this is tonight, Nat Turner's Rebellion and Fallen Comrades of the Black Panther Party, a tribute to the legacy of our ancestor freedom fighters, that will be at the Harlem Kennedy Center at 34 West 134th Street. That's Harlem, New York. It is, I believe, between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue. Happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. This is Saturday, November the 12th. Revolutionary Black Panther Ideological Community Workshops, the Black Panther Party and 21st Century Matters of Social Justice, the ARC of Central Harlem, 120 West 140th Street. So that's 120 West 140th Street, Harlem, New York. Also happening Saturday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time up until 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Certain Days, 2017, Freedom for Political Prisoners Calendar, the official NYC launch party, the Interference Archive, that will be at 131 8th Street in Brooklyn, New York. And let's see, Sunday, November the 13th, there will be a jazz brunch and closing celebration with music, food, friends, family, and comrades of the Black Panther Party. It will take place Sunday, as I stated, 1 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. the Adam Clayton Powell Jr. State Office Building at 163 West 125th Street in Harlem, New York. And I believe that is about it. So spread the word, and all power to the people. We appreciate the person who sent in that information for doing their part in sharing the information. Okay, let me go over just some of the quick news. We got about 15 minutes, and then we'll go into the second hour. Again, Tando Radio Show will not be on air today. Dave has a family affair going on, and he's going to spend some time with his family. But tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, I was talking to Brother Robin, and he's getting with Brother Anaje, but I do believe there's supposed to be a live broadcast of Race Treaty at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Black Talk Radio Network. Let me get to some of these other news. This news I want to submit to you as evidence. Now, I know we haven't played Stephen A. Smith's comments in their entirety when he was on ESPN's First Take as a proxy tool to spread hate towards Black people and Colin Kaepernick specifically. But if you want to blame anybody for Donald Trump's election again, blame the Democratic National Committee. Blame Democrats in power, the establishment Democrats. Blame President Obama. Blame Joe Biden. Blame Cory Booker. Blame all these folks that even though Hillary Clinton, they knew, is a corrupt criminal, incompetent in the least, and criminal in some regards at the other end of the spectrum. When you're talking about state secrets, you're talking about serious stuff now, be it civil or criminal, because one can lead to the other. Blame those people for cheating. Blame Donna Brazile. Blame Donna Brazile, okay, who used to work for CNN, but got caught cheating for Miss Ann's Butter Biscuits, passing questions during the Democratic primary debate to Hillary Clinton's team, then later against Donald Trump and once in the general election debates that the corporation staged. And she's not the only one. While the other people in the media, particularly the Washington Post, Daily Kos is another, although they're, yeah, I would call them part of the DNC establishment media. Daily Kos and others were helping them to cheat, making fake stories about the Bernie Bros and claiming this was, I mean, the same things, the arguments they were talking about, misogyny, saying that Bernie Sanders was being misogynistic and Clinton is the victim, always playing the victim, the victim, the victim, the victim, the victim. This woman ain't no victim. This woman vicious. She victimizes other people. Don't ever portray Hillary Clinton as a victim. But I mean, all of these slanted stories. And if you are a person who has a reading comprehension level that is, let's say, some college, I would say, at least, it is plain as the electronic screen in front of your face that these people in the media were biased and were pushing one or the other. Well, who pushed Donald Trump? Who gave him all that free publicity? Who suggested that was a good idea? Who worked to promote Donald Trump to become the Republican nominee. Well, WikiLeaks, Clinton ruled, the DNC worked to elevate the Pied Piper candidates. The day after release of a devastating audio recording in which GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump boasted of sexually assaulting women, WikiLeaks unveiled a DNC memo describing their strategic goal of elevating Trump 2 months before he declared his candidacy. To use the group's description of that document, our hope is that the goal of a potential Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign in the DNC will be one in the same, to make whomever the Republicans nominate unplatable to the majority of the electorate, declared the memo entitled Our Goals and Strategy. The section subtitled Operationalizing the Strategy focused on what was called Pied Piper candidates, specifically mentioning Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Ben Carson. These figures were seen as attractive to the GOP's ideological base, but were seen as easy to defeat in a general election. So I'm going to stop it there. This lends further evidence to the reports that on a golfing course, as it's been described, Bill Clinton gave Donald Trump the ideal to run for president. The goal of the DNC was get one of the most uncodified races. That's why they calling them Pied Pipers, because they knew they would be out there blowing them racist dog whistles. Even Ben Carson as a proxy racist tool of the system. He denies racism and makes excuses for the system. His skin color don't matter in a system of racism. So why are you blaming Colin Kaepernick or any of the demographics that they said did not turn out for Hillary Clinton and vote? A majority of Americans, in fact, did not vote, or if they did, didn't vote for her. This woman was a crook. She's a criminal. Not was, is. A crook, a criminal, a murderer, a security risk. And you are emotional because she lost, or you blaming people for not compromising their moral values. Look, a vote for, let's say, Jill Stein, a vote for Gary Johnson was not a wasted vote. A vote that was not cast was not a vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. It was a vote for neither. It wasn't a vote. So why are anybody trying to point the finger at anybody when we have people who see the shenanigans? And you can say that the system was rigged. The election was rigged. Donald Trump did point out correctly that the DNC rigged it against Bernie Sanders. How are you going to ignore all of that and think that what you're doing is right and you're practicing justice and you're practicing, you're countering racism by promoting, supporting, whatever you're voting for, throwing any energy behind a racist, a documented murderer, unindicted criminal? These people are either ignorant or they're practicing deception. It's either one or the two. Or practicing deception. So want to blame somebody for Donald Trump, blame the Clintons, blame the Democratic National Committee, blame Debbie Wasserman Schultz, blame their plants in the media like Donna Brazile and probably half the staff writers at Huffington Post and everyone at Daily Cost, because I got kicked off of Daily Cost during the primary for writing an article critical of Hillary Clinton. They shut down my freedom of speech and they called so-called Democrats and liberals. Come on. Next article. Again, this is, I think I shared this one. No, I will pull this one up and share it again. Blame Scotty Reed. blame Black Talk Radio for black people not turning out to vote for Hillary Clinton. Because I said months ago, caller, we'll bring you in. I said months ago when she became the nominee or announced that it was my sole goal to prevent this woman from becoming the nominee. I failed at that in informing enough people, but did we see it was rigged? So it doesn't make any difference in the primary for the Democrats. But I put out all the dirt, and it's not like I was ignoring Donald Trump. I just simply did my job as a reporter and reported the dirt on these people. Caller 423, did you have a question or comment that you wanted to add? You can hit ** to unmute yourself. We also got a caller 754. And I'm still trying to learn this system. I don't know if it'll let you unmute yourself. I'm assuming that's why you called in. Let's check real quick. 423.
Got it.
Okay, hold up. 423-754. Go ahead with your question coming.
It's me, Scotty. Sam, South Florida. I didn't want to catch you from what you were doing, but I just wanted to say, I found out yesterday that 66% of white women voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, blame white women for not supporting their sister.
Right, amidst all the talk of he's a womanizer and, you know, a rapist, a pig, which I agree with all of it, you know what I mean? Amidst all of that stuff, all the evidence and everything else, 66% of the white women in this country still voted for Donald Trump.
And so white women probably seeing, not to interrupt you, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there, that white women are probably the biggest voting bloc in the United States.
No, probably about it. No, probably about it. I mean, I think they surpass white men. And of course, they're larger than, I think, any of the ethnic groups, Latinos, you know, Asians, blacks. So, I mean, in reality and in logic, they are the ones, in my eyes, they are the ones who got Donald Trump elected. Because if they had voted Hillary Clinton, like so many of them claim they would do, and they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, Hillary would have won, you know what I mean? But not necessarily because of the electoral process, you know, electoral college, but it just goes to show you. They say one thing, but deception is a main factor in this system of racism, white supremacy.
Hey, Sin, consider this. Consider this, though, Sin, before you go, and we let the other caller speak their piece. But consider this, though. When we say what they said, they didn't vote the way that they said they was going to vote. Let's be specific. When we're talking about they, we're talking about the people that we saw in the news that they presented to us that they was giving their reasons and saying they was going to do this and do that. Those people are not a representation of the person walking down the street, okay? They are not that, you know, it's like taking a poll. Who are you polling and what have you? So we were fed this perception. That's what the media does. That's the matrix. Create this false reality. So they created this false reality, like all the women were going to support Hillary Clinton, and that turned out not to be true.
But in actuality, they was going to support Trump because that's what they really want. So I agree, Scotty.
All right, Sin, I'm going to put you back on mute. Anytime you want to jump back in, hit ** 423. Did you, before we head to our station ID break, did you want to add something? 423?
Yes. How you doing, Scotty?
Greetings,
sir. Let's remember that throughout this whole time, Hillary Clinton was having this problem with the white women voting for her, because it had been understood that not only did most black men didn't trust her, although our sisters on the counterpart, under, like you say, the biased polls that they took, they was voting for her, but most white women wasn't voting for her from the start. But what's crazy, we have to understand that, like you say, Stephen A. Smith getting on here, and he always spitting some type of And I like that phrase you done coined, this proxy racist rhetoric that he be doing. I done started saying it myself, so that's how much I like it. But he get on here and he do all of these things. We got to understand, it was only, what, like 560-something votes that actually voted for the president that really mattered. I mean, it don't matter who voted, because she won a popular vote, but she lost the electoral vote. And this ain't the first time, you know. Bush was the last time, and it was two other times before that. So we getting into this conversation with these people, and they talking about how Trump won, but he lost when we're talking about the people overall across the nation.
He lost the popular opinion vote.
Didn't even count.
Yeah, he lost the popular opinion vote, and that vote don't count. What matters is the electoral, is the state-by-state strategy. See, a lot of people don't understand politics, so sometimes they dismiss it as all being rigged, and it does. It does get rigged. But if you look at the straightforward process, it's nothing hard for me to do the math. They say it is, you win the state, you get this number of electoral votes. Now, those people still are supposed to be legally bound to vote the way that the state population voted, but those are the ones that really matter. And apparently the Electoral College voted the way the states went.
Right. And that's, you know, when we talking about that, does that even matter for us to, because is that within the context of the early voting that they taken? Which, like I said on Tando, I voted for myself anyway, so
right.
I didn't care who got in there, because didn't one of them fit the agenda that I have.
So that's the point, though. That's the point. Why is Stephen A. Smith attacking Colin Kaepernick for not voting? It's not like he going, and I'm going to play the entire clip later, but it's not like he's saying, well, you live in California, Colin Kaepernick, and cannabis legalization is on the ballot, and we got a lot of black folks that's being locked up, and a lot of this policing that you complaining about, rightfully so, and this slave catching is going on, most of it is behind cannabis. So if we legalize cannabis with your vote, you join with enough people, we can take that tool out of the slave catcher's toolbox to make new slaves. So without Colin Kaepernick's vote, fortunately, it did pass in California, but Stephen A. wasn't coming at him like that. Stephen A. was going off on something else.
Well, see,
it's like you said. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's like you said. What else was on the ballot? To be able to buy wine in the grocery store. That was on the ballot for a little town called Stanley, North Carolina, to get a liquor store. So, you know what I'm saying? There's other stuff on the ballot that people are voting or not voting for.
Right. I mean, but most people don't realize, and that's why you started up your network, you know. So for those of us who don't know, we can learn. And if we're not sure about what we're getting taught over the radio, we could jot that stuff down. And we could go research it ourselves. You know, that's one of the things that I'm glad that y'all be preaching on here, is that make sure you check this out for yourself. Now, but we have to understand, as far as Stephen A., he wasn't going to speak about that, because that wasn't part of the agenda package that was brought to him for him to get on CNN. You know, that held no merit as far as the people who brought that to him and said, I want you to talk about this.
That was ESPN.
He has a history ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, that's ESPN.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
No, I would just want it for the record to the clip was on CNN. They played the clip, but it was originated from ESPN, who is his employer.
Ah, see, yeah. And he says ridiculous stuff on, and I mean, I don't even watch sports like that. Like, I'm from Tennessee. I'm a Tennessee fan, and from time to time I catch the game if I don't have nothing more important to do. You know, I'd rather read some articles about what's going on in the world, and I just argue with them at work, because that's all they talk about. That's what be on their brain, and just to make my day go by easier, it's something to discuss with them. Now, every now and again, I I slide some truth in there. And it's a couple of people that pay attention. You know, they get this disgusted look. And it's, you know, it's a, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. That's why it's so good to just
confused.
Tune in and listen to like-minded people.
A confused look?
Not even confused, Scotty. It's more of a disgusted look. Like, why you bringing it up?
Oh, okay. Mm. Everybody can't handle the truth. You see in The Matrix, when Neo was presented with the truth, he started throwing up and falling out and all kind of stuff.
Yes, I reference that a lot, too, when I'm trying to explain these. Because it's very simple if we just open our eyes and start paying attention. But it's like when you get into that real, real deep sleep and you get all of that gook over your eyes and it's hard to look. That's how they be acting, like they just can't open their eyes up to see what's directly in front of them.
All right.
But you got a station break, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say I'm going to put you back in the queue. The other people who are in the queue on our new conference line for the callers, people who want to participate, that's 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056. And the conference line, that's the other conference line, is still open. That's the listener only line, overflow room, if you will. So I'm gonna hit a station identification break at any time. Anybody that's on our participant line, just jump in, hit **. That should unmute you. And I want to take a look at some of these news headlines as well and share them, because the next one I'm gonna share on the other side of the break, Obama is hopeful that Trump won't seek quote unquote political revenge on Clinton in the White House. So Obama's begging for Miss Ann, don't hold Miss Ann accountable for the crimes that she committed against the state, because she did commit a crime against the state of white supremacy. Let their secrets get all out in the open, how they operate. Don't prosecute her for that and other crimes that she engaged in the mishandling. So, I mean, this man has shown no self-respect whatsoever, in my opinion, during his entire presidency. He is not a role model. And it's unfortunate that a lot of black people see him as one. And he's just simply not. But more on that. On the other side, you're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, providing you with new black media for the new millennium. I want to tell y'all real quickly why it's on my mind about a new station that is on the platform, as the platform has more than one station, other independent black media stations on there. And there is a station called A Freedman Speaks. And he's a recent client. He is if I'm not mistaken, a minister from New Orleans, down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. And he finally got some content on his station. That's why I hadn't listed him in the independent black radio directory that you will find on blacktalkradionetwork.com. But I was listening to him today. He has some pre-recorded stuff. And he was talking about how he wasn't voting for Miss Ann either. He wasn't throwing no energy behind Hillary Clinton, a criminal. And he didn't understand why his Christian friends was doing the same. And he even mentioned the murder of Muammar Gaddafi. And I just thought it was very interesting. So it's good to see he has his station up and running. It is in the main station media player that you can scroll down and take a listen to the different stations listed in that player. I think he's the last station added. If I recall correctly, it's a freed man speaks. And that's like a term, that's a throwback to what they used to call black people after the Civil War, or even before the Civil War. Because I try to tell people, stop believing that false history that every black person was an enslaved African on this continent, because they were not. There were many of them who were abolitionists and using their free will and free status to help more enslaved victims down. Did they have as many rights and same status as racist crackers? No, they didn't. They did not. They still suffered terrorism. They didn't have equal protection under the law. A lot of times they didn't even pay attention. They said, bump that law. You say I can't have a gun, I'm going to have a gun. So just because, again, people put unjust laws on the books don't mean we had to follow them. But I know everybody wasn't enslaved, and we had to change that narrative. But speaking of slavery, the current CEO of USA Inc. is trying to prevent Hillary Clinton from going into slavery. He delivered a statement the very next day after Mr. Trump was elected. And he says, I'm quoting Reuters here. They say, President Barack Obama holds the U.S. tradition, check this out, of people in power not using the criminal justice system against their opponents will continue. Now, that's a lot right there. Now, those aren't the exact words of President Obama, but through his spokesperson, a racist suspect, White House spokesman Josh Earnest basically said that. I think Reuters is summing it up correctly. This is what racist suspect Josh Earnest told the people in the media, White House spokesman. He said, we got a long tradition in this country of people in power not using the criminal justice system to exact political revenge. The president is hopeful that it will continue, White House spokesman Josh Earnest. So they're involved in a whole lot of trickery and trick knowledge and all that kind of stuff. How is it political revenge to let the justice system, in fact, if a person commits a crime, how is it political revenge to allow for that person to be investigated and prosecuted? The crime is what Barack Obama did when he came into office and said, yeah, we know about the CIA torture program and they even killed some people. And what they did was wrong. And we know about all the other crimes of the Bush administration. But we're going to look forward. We're not going to look backwards. To me, you are a co-conspirator after the fact of whatever crime they commit. You participated in abuse of power, misuse of power, whatever it says in the legal codes and what have you. And I'm sure there are statutes regarding this, federal statutes. So he's now, after failing to convince black people, women, and Hispanics in the huge majorities that he enjoyed as a symbolic president, because that's all he was worth was symbolism. Let's be real about it. But he was unable to convince them to turn out and vote for Miss Ann. I mean, he even got kind of antagonistic. And what kind of legacy am I going to leave if y'all don't elect this racist in my place? What's sad is, I know we ain't seen the last of Mr. Obama. He's going to go to Chicago and he's going to set up a similar operation to the Clintons, with probably with a Obama Foundation, and he'll be getting paid lots of money to give speeches and lobby on the behalf of corporations and advance their cause and not work against the system of racism. That's what I expect him to do, to follow the Clinton mold and model. So again, once again, showing no self-respect out here begging that a criminal not be prosecuted. Move on to the next headline. Senior Saudi prince says Trump shouldn't scrap the Iran deal. That's also from Reuters. As y'all know, the United States, along with seven other nations, had a nuclear agreement with Iran that they can use nuclear power for their people. But the uranium and whatnot, all of that has to be facilitated through other countries like Russia or someone like that, a nation like that. And it's also supposed to be some kind of signature deal. The Iranians agreed to limit their self-determination and agree to this to avoid war. And now you have this senior Saudi House of Saud member, Saudi Arabia, saying he shouldn't scrap the deal. Zuckerberg denies. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg, the face, the CEO of Facebook, as they would call it, Facebook. From TechCrunch.com, Zuckerberg denies Facebook newsfeed bubble impacted the election. So they're trying to, I'm waiting on TechCrunch to finish loading. So what they're basically saying is, okay, here we go. They're making an excuse for Facebook or Fedbook, however you refer to them. We know they have facilitated a lot of police surveillance that they don't deny. They said they stopped doing it, but, you know, again, do you believe them? In the aftermath of the U.S. presidential election, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg took the stage at Technomi 16 to address concerns that the company didn't do enough to stop the proliferation of fake news on newsfeed. Now, that's a joke, because they partner with corporations that produce fake news all day long. You know them as CNN, ABC. You take your pick. There's a whole lot of fake news out there. What are they talking about? Now, Zuckerberg insisted that more can always be done to improve the quality of the newsfeed experience, but that Facebook could not have influenced the outcome of the election. So they blaming Facebook now. They blaming Fedbook. Personally, I think the idea that fake news on Facebook, of which it's a very small amount of the content, influenced the election in any way is a pretty crazy idea, Zuckerberg said. He continued by saying people are looking for a narrative to explain the election. However, he believes that a narrative that implicitly assumes Trump supporters are dumb enough to be manipulated by Facebook is insulting to those voters. Well, you know what? People are, we shouldn't call names, people are susceptible to manipulation because of the type of non-education that they get in the U.S. so-called education system. So, I mean, their children are primed to believe lies rather than investigate and find truth. We're taught to do this. We're taught to just read headlines on Facebook. We might see if it's, say, CNN or CBS or New York Times, names we recognize. And if it don't say that, then we dismiss it. But if it do say that, That headline, however misleading, we will say it's the gospel truth, and we'll be on the job the next day in the, on the lunch break talking politics and talking like this stuff is true. Like you got facts. People are smart and they understand what's important to them. Now, I mean, I agree. There are smart people out there. But what I think they're setting this up to do is to restrict content, further content, censorship. If Hillary Clinton had become president, Facebook would have, and I think they're already censoring any kind of post, any kind of content that is critical of Israel, with Mark Zuckerberg being a devout Zionist. There is a difference between being Jew, Jew is an adherent to the Jewish religion of Judaism, and being a Zionist is believing in the evil agenda of Israelis who practice racism and white supremacy under the guise of religion. To get there, it says that Facebook research shows that nearly everyone on the platform is connected with at least someone that has opposing ideological beliefs. And see, there you go again. On btrcommunity.com, never mind the fact that we don't have the money to invest in the platform to come up with these computer programs and algorithms to see who you connected to and all this kind of stuff and actually investigating it. This is what they're telling you. Man, they got you where they want you, a perfect microscope. You can't use pseudonyms. You can't use aliases. You can't. No, they won't know who you really, really are. And they know who you really, really are because of your IP address and the nature of the internet and login information related to where people log on to the internet. But still, they are really drilling down. And that should be a concern to you. The real question for Zuckerberg is how to influence the way people react when they see a post they disagree. The key is to stop them from brushing it under the rug. So they're admitting right there their purpose is propaganda and how to influence the way people react, even when they disagree with a point. How do we influence them? To get there, Facebook is making efforts to involve humans more deeply in the creation of the ranking algorithms the company uses for content. Newsfeed now has a human quality panel that is used to hone in rankings. Humans are given stories and asked to rank them to get a better idea of what makes a particular story fulfilling for user. In other words, that person is going to decide whether that content gets deleted or suppressed. They don't have to delete your content. They can suppress the views. They can hide it. And you don't know that unless you're paying attention. All right, I'm going to move on from that. Again, BTR Community was created as a safe social media experience for Black people. And you can find it at btrcommunity.com. It is subscriber-based, because it does cost money to run platforms. So it's a subscriber-based platform, just $24 a year, where you can be free of all of that algorithm creation and trying to be all up in your information so I could see how to sell you something or sell that data to somebody else or give the police access to your information so they can track you. That is why it was created. Next story that I wanted to share. Donald Trump administration could mean new life for Clinton Foundation probe. This goes back to the Reuters story with the current CEO of USA Inc. on his way out, begging and out there putting out propaganda to make it look like a Trump administration would be doing something wrong if they allow for the Clinton Foundation to be fully investigated and prosecuted for their crimes, which I'm comfortable in saying their crimes because I have been keeping up with the information that's been coming out, whether it was by WikiLeaks or the things that they say or do, the things that they are engaged in, and the other information. So the FBI, I'm on CNN, is about to play something, I believe. See if we can give this clip a listen, but that's the question that people are talking about. Is Trump going to keep his campaign promise to all of these people who turned out to vote for him when he promised that Hillary Clinton was going to be prosecuted, that he was going to jail her for her crimes that she did commit, and people close to her, her cronies? I mean, there are other people who have done less in our, if they're not in prison, they're on probation and their security clearances are revoked. They are being penalized. Members of the military who were either just careless, or one contractor who was just bringing stuff home and he probably was selling it. So again, we want to write off what Hillary Clinton did as unethical. We want to write it off as possibly incompetence. We want to write it off as something not to be concerned about. But if you being serious, even if you are bought into the Matrix and you want, you are red, white, and blue, that's your blood running through your veins, you believe in the corporation and you want to see it succeed, why would you want Hillary Clinton then to become the CEO? So is she all of this incompetence, all of these security lapses and breaches? I even heard somebody say that she and her people weren't trained. That's a doggone lie. They took the same classes that I took when I got my top secret, I had a top secret security clearance for 6 months. I had to take all those classes. Everybody takes the classes, but we had the people who are ignorant saying, blaming it on that. Come on now. Or was it criminal in nature? Did she purposely, or they purposely, left open these breaches in security on her BlackBerry, non-governmental issue BlackBerry, specifically told not to use it, but goes to China in their country, accessing top secret data that also included special access programs, meaning spies and putting people's lives at risk. Now, I'm speaking as a person, if I was bought into the corporation and wanted to see it fail, but why are you making excuses for her? This woman probably was engaged in selling state secrets. The Clinton Foundation took money from any and everybody, including dictators and violators of human rights and mass murderers. Obviously, because she's one. So let's see what this clip says from CNN.
That's what the IBM cloud is built for.
And give it a listen, what they talking about, this criminal.
Hillary Clinton, big part of his campaign rhetoric, some of his angriest talk was, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor to look into her. Chris Christie was on TV this morning. Other surrogates of Trump have said, look, that's politics. It's over now. Leave it alone. You haven't said that.
Well, I think it's a tough decision. I think it's a tough decision because you have to weigh what Chris is saying, which is that it's been a tradition in our politics to put things behind us. On the other hand, you have to look at how bad was it? Because suppose somebody comes along a year from now and is alleged to have stolen $50,000 from a charity, and she was never investigated for hundreds of millions.
So do it then.
Well, not after you pardon her. You can't do it.
But is it about pardoning or is it about leaving her alone? How do you expect to get anything done with the Democrats if you're still going after Hillary Clinton?
I don't know what the right answer to that is. I think it's a tough one that should be given a lot of thought, and it shouldn't be an off-the-cuff answer. The equal administration of justice is one of our most important principles.
But you have the FBI that's taken a look at the foundation stuff. They haven't moved on it.
Why not? Because they were denied a grand jury. They were denied a grand jury by the Eastern District of New York.
But you had Comey, who didn't recommend anything. You had the DOJ, who said they didn't think there was anything.
He never got to investigate the foundation. So there are legal questions that are more complicated than just saying, let's forget about it. If, in fact, you believe you have a Justice Department that's been corrupted, you got to fix it. And he needs an attorney general who's going to be like Edward Levy was after Watergate. It's got to be an attorney general.
You think Comey has to go?
That's a decision for the president. That's a presidential appointment. He's got to make that decision.
Well, it's not easy to get someone out, by the way. It's not a political,
I would think if the president wanted Jim out, Jim would leave. The FBI director can't function without...
So you think it's a possibility, but it's up to the president?
That's up to the president, and I think it's a close one. Personally, I trust Jim. I like Jim. He worked for me. He was an assistant U.S. attorney that I trained. And although I had a severe disagreement with him...
Yeah, you've been beating him with a fairly big stick about what happened with Clinton.
Yeah, but I've never said I believe he was corrupted or dishonest. I believe he...
Yeah, Comey's corrupted and dishonest. His brother runs... His brother and him has had dealings with a company that does business with the Clinton Foundation. So there's a conflict of interest right there. But he is corrupt, and he does need to go. But I'm under no illusion that we in a system of justice. You got two racist suspects up there. Giuliani, definitely a racist who don't believe in equal protection under the law or equal application of the law. This is one of the men's I've been told. That's when Stop and Frisk came in. All that slave catching of the gang of NYPD. And what have you. But the guy on CNN is, again, practicing deception, trying to confuse you. What she did with state secrets, although that the Federal Records Act, the Espionage Act, are indeed criminal offenses, that's not what they're talking about. That's entirely separate from Bill Clinton's, Chelsea Clinton's, and Hillary Clinton's foundation, which the Haitian people and other people are saying raised $10 billion for Haitian relief that never made it to Haiti. What happened to the money? We know some of it was spent on Chelsea's wedding. So, this is why some people voted for Donald Trump. People have different reasons for why they do what they do. Is that was one of his big things. Now, of course, I'm saying to myself, he's lying. He's playing his role. He doesn't really want to become president. He's telling them people what they want to hear. Now they finna find out who Trump really is. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be swept under the rug, just like Obama swept Bush stuff under the rug. Look, these proxies and these racists, they have disagreements, but at the end of the day, as you heard there, they gonna get along. The race is definitely gonna get along. And they gonna pass an agenda. Just, we saw that during the Clinton years. You had a Clinton and so-called Democratic administration, and you had a Republican-controlled Congress. And they worked together to pass what people refer to as mass incarceration legislation. They shifted money from the social safety net, meaning things like food assistance, Medicaid, Medicare, shifted money $1 billion away from that. This is Republicans with a Democratic administration working together, racists working together, regardless of party label. And they shifted that money, that billion that they took from the social safety net, they shifted it to private prisons. I expect a repeat of that. And probably will happen even faster, because you do have a Republican majority still in the Congress. Republican majority, if I'm not mistaken, still in the Senate. Now you got Donald Trump, the wild card. Which way will he go? Well, he's already indicated that he's a slaver. So I expect him to be the law and order guy with non-white people, victims of racism. But I expect him to let this white racist Hillary Clinton to skate. That is what I expect. So people finna get a wake-up call. That was his major campaign promise. Make sure Hillary Clinton is prosecuted, investigated, not just her for what she did as Secretary of State, but the Clinton Foundation, the whole Clinton crime family, their whole operation. If anybody should have RICO charges against them, that is all of the people associated with the Clinton machine. But no, they're taking out RICO charges against young black men in New York. Some who have went on to go to college. Snatched them right out of their dorm rooms and into a New York courtroom to stand trial because they know so-and-so. Or at one time was affiliated with so-and-so. But when it comes to the real criminals, well, you see what they're talking about. Got President Obama begging her, begging for leniency. We have a tradition of powerful people not prosecuting each other. It's right there in your face, people. This is why so many people were angry this election season. So, again, let me take a station identification break. We got about 25 minutes left in the program. Tando Radio Show won't be on air. I don't want to extend this show because I need to catch up on posting some podcasts from yesterday. Late last night, was up broadcasting and doing some work and caught a headache that said you need to rest. So I got some rest. So I need to catch up on that stuff. So we'll be going up until the 6 o'clock hour. I will try to check and confirm. Well, we'll take a break, music break, and check and confirm if Race Treaty will be on air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time tonight. But again, Tando will not be on air live at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But you can go check out any of his archives on our network, blacktalkradionetwork.com. We have media on demand where you can listen to any of the past archives of his programs. You're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, a network that was created and is managed by the Black Talk Media Project. You can find it online at blacktalkmediaproject.org. We'll be right back.
Media pretend hundreds of black leaders don't exist as their way to prevent us from realizing our collective struggle and our strength. Picture it. If we really knew, what would real black unity look like? Visualize it. What if the black world could put aside our differences and come together to not just talk, but to truly create solutions? Converge on Newark, New Jersey for the Historic State of the Black World Conference, the interorganizational black unity event of the century. Join us November 16th through 20th, 2016. 5 full days of strategic and tactical collaboration sessions to take back control of our communities and resources worldwide. Don't just wait for someone else to solve our problems. Become a part of the solution. The State of the Black World Convention, November 16th through 20th, 2016, Newark, New Jersey. Register today at www.letsbuyblack365.com/event/.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mr. Christian Champagne.
I'm a do my right thing, I'm a back to Carolina, D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama, I'm moving east to D.C. I'm a do my right thing, I'm a back to Carolina, D.C. Cause I know Obama gonna make some money, mama ain't gonna be proud of me.
You have to ask yourself, what is a state? Then you have to take an inventory of every single thing that goes into the making of a state. And start with a safety pin to hold your child's diaper together. If you got to buy a safety pin from your former colonial master, then you are lying when you say you built a state. You're a sham.
If you're gonna build a state, then everything that's needed to maintain that state should be ready. You should have trained people to handle your harbor. Your people, not Martin's.
I'ma do my right thing, I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all don't tell my mama, I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my right thing, I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'ma make some money, mama, you gon' be proud of me.
When you don't have all those things functioning for you in your hands, you're an imitation of a state. We have done the wrong thing with our children. Let them have that choice about what to study. You study what we need. A few years ago, when I was in East Germany, a German teacher told me, he said that, I know right now how many refrigeration workers I'm gonna need 20 years from now. So I turned to the school and said,
turn them out. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama, I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'ma make some money, mama, you gon' be proud of me. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama, I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C.
I'm an avid baseball player and a huge fan of Chicago White Sox.
That's right.
My neighborhood is tough. It isn't always safe. Just recently, I was robbed while walking home from school. But those challenges have not stopped me.
Be bold enough to line our children up and say that in order to maintain our state, we need so many harbor experts, we need so many mining engineers, so many people who know metals, so many oceanographers, so many people that handle the fisheries. Now, what you want to study? He said music. Is it build a state? Will it build a state? First things first. You know people have to be healthy. You know people have to be educated. You know people have to be fed. So you train people to do these basic things. And once these things are taken care of, and you've got extra, I don't mean 10 harbor managers. You got 10, you got 20 in training. You've got all the people in place needed to hold the state together without you turning outside. Okay, Johnny, you want to play the violin, it's all right. But get the state straightened out first.
Because it's evil. Well, white supremacy is a system. And what does white supremacy really mean? It just doesn't mean somebody being in charge. No one should care about who's in charge of anything. If the person is not mistreating people, white supremacy is about mistreating people based on what? Based on the color in the skin of those people who are being mistreated. That's all it is. It's a form of mistreatment. There are all kinds of mistreatment in the world, but that's the greatest form of mistreatment. That's why it's supreme, because it's the greatest form of mistreatment. If you want to look for mistreatment of the people anywhere on the planet, most people are being mistreated based on color. That's what it is. If it's just two people on earth, I mean, one person might mistreat another person just because the person is jealous or envious or something. Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to mistreat people for all kinds of reasons. But this business about racism is about mistreating people based on color.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. All right, welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. I'm going to go straight into this video of Stephen A. Smith. He is on ESPN, although they have been sharing it on the other racist networks. It originated on ESPN. I believe the name of this program is First Take. And we're not going to listen to the entire clip. I think it's like 13 minutes long. No, we only need to hear what Stephen A. Smith, the proxy tool of the system of racism, has to say about not voting and specifically about Colin Kaepernick.
How racist the country was back
then. That is correct. That is correct. So knowing all of this and then having the audacity to kneel for the national anthem, talking about how you won't stop until there is change that take place, but ignore the very thing, the most poignant thing you can fathom to help facilitate that change, and you play no active role in that, it's inexcusable. When President Obama was campaigning on behalf of Hillary Rodham Clinton, and he spoke at the Congressional Black Caucus, what he said was he would consider it a personal insult to his legacy if black folks did not activate themselves within this election. And Colin Kaepernick, after all this noise that you made, even though you didn't intend to do so by offending our military servicemen and women, and pointing out about how you wanted to bring attention to racial injustices and beyond this in this country, to turn around and not to even take your behind to the polls to vote for a particular candidate, it is shameful. Absolutely shameful. Him of all people, because of the position he took, because of the attention he brought to the issues, the fact that you don't even have the decency to go to the polls and activate yourself in this election, as our president said, is a damn shame. I don't want to hear another word from Colin Kaepernick. It's a waste of time. A matter of fact, I would personally make a request to the media in this nation, wherever he is, if he ain't on that football field trying to throw another damn incomplete pass, do me a favor and make sure of one thing. Take the camera away from him. It means nothing. Because for him not to vote, as far as I'm concerned, everything he said meant absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't want to hear another damn word from him. Nothing.
All right, so that's the proxy racist tool who works for Butter Biscuits on the plantation of ESPN, making some very emotional, illogical, incorrect comments about attacking Colin Kaepernick and about voting in general, as if the issue of slavery in this country, of racist policing, whatever label term you want to assign to it, all of these people being extrajudicially murdered in the street, and the data does not lie, and because he didn't vote, he doesn't have a right to speak out on any of these issues. In fact, millions, probably trillions of votes have been cast since people been voting in the United States, starting with the racist white slaver who kept the vote for himself. But since then, trillions of votes have been cast and not once has it made a difference in ending this racist system. Again, I'm not, and then for him to say again, repeating the talking points of the racist propaganda, like this was an offense to members of the military. No, what was an offense that billionaire NFL owners took taxpayer money to start promoting the military? It's all one big commercial. It's the Matrix, the whole ceremony. That's to recruit the poor, dumb crackers, drunk on beer, sitting up in the stands of the stadium or sitting on their couches in their trailer. That's to get them to become cannon fodder for what? Their undeclared wars of aggression all over the planet. In fact, that is the number one reason why the white birth rate is below the death rate. Now, one might cheer for war and say if it's leading to the death of all of these white males, that's the quickest way to eliminate racism in the world, since they're the only ones that can practice it. They have the skin color, the connections, and what have you. So let's allow them to keep sending. Don't no black people participate. We are boycotting the U.S. military. We are not sending our children off to die for USA Inc. like I misguidedly did. I did not die, obviously, but my life was put on the line for some college money, because college isn't affordable in this country. It wasn't for Colin Kaepernick's right to vote, which really should be called a choice to vote. Choice. I thought the people on the left were so pro-choice. Isn't that a choice? And earlier he was talking about, I didn't play the whole clip, but he was talking about people died. I'm so tired of hearing that. Didn't nobody die for the right to vote? I think one of the callers yesterday into the station said that people were killed while trying to vote. They didn't go to the polls to die on purpose or anything like that, to martyr themselves. They were killed attempting to vote. They didn't die so their children could vote. No, they died standing up. Now, other men killed for the right to vote. The first person to get the right to vote, besides the white slaver, was the black man. Why? Because hundreds of thousands of black men, some of them formerly enslaved Africans, women too, they weren't in the army, but they were irregulars, part of the guerrilla army. Harriet Tubman. Cannot underestimate or undervalue her contribution in the Civil War. But you had hundreds of thousands of free and enslaved black men enlist in the United States military, not the United States, the Union Army at the time. And they were the deciding factor on what side won. And for their service, they demanded the right to vote. In addition to demanding that a African museum be created, which was just created or opened up this year. So they didn't die to vote. Many of them joined to do what? To end slavery, which that task remains incomplete right now. But since they saved the freaking Union, they wanted the right to vote. And that's why they got the right to vote before the white woman. Because many of them still had their guns and they were militarily trained. And not only that, they were organized. While we have members, people in the military, former military, like myself, few are organizing a militia to combat tyranny or any enemy of our people. We maybe it's just not making the mainstream media, and that would be a good thing. Like Malcolm talked about how did he put it? These underground movements of black people banding together against police brutality and violence. And then you had the COINTELPRO media operative think his name was Mike Wallace, asking him, well, what kind of movements? None of your damn business, Mike Wallace. We know who you are and what you are and what you're doing and why, what you're really trying to get information. It's not to inform the American people. It's to inform the U.S. government, the FBI, and racist Hoover at the time on the moves that black people were making underground. So then nobody, I mean, some people, nobody died for the right to vote. Nobody said, I'm going to go out here and sacrifice myself at the altar called the poll so other people can vote. No, they went to vote to exercise their right, said, I'm not going to let these crackers scare me. I'm going to the poll. And they were killed in that courageous act. They didn't mean to be killed. They probably figured I could be killed, and they took that in consideration. But they did not willingly lay down their lives to die for somebody to vote. Voting is about choice. And you can't blame people for being fed up for false choices. And if they choose not to vote, then they choose not to vote. Again, I'm a voter. I'm a veteran. Bump that crap that Stephen A. Smith speaking about. And it's a shame that we have black people who are willing to use their free will in the oppression, in the assault, in the terrorization of other black people. This is why the system of racism, this war that is being waged, cannot be looked at in terms of skin color. You have enemy agents in the Matrix. We referenced that movie earlier. I would describe Stephen A. Smith as a black agent for the Matrix. And he's doing his job to keep his job, to keep them butter biscuits flowing, to keep his wife happy, to keep his children, I don't even know if he has a family, to keep them, you know, with the latest toys that come out, the latest iPhone, the latest hoverboard, to lavish them with material things during Christmas, just following a tradition. And the rest of the people on the plantation be damned. I hate it when people who supposed to be talking about sports try to intersect and give commentary on racism that don't know what they're talking about. Now, I like to see the topic of racism interjected in the sports media, but if it's somebody that don't know what they're talking about, that is a non-white person, I don't like that, because it leads to more confusion. It leads to more betrayals. It leads to more proxy racists. Because they see he's being rewarded. Colin Kaepernick didn't have to say a word about police violence, police racism, the system. He didn't have to point out that the national anthem is a celebration of the murder of black people who were trying to get their freedom and liberty, who were enslaved, and that the person who wrote it was a vicious white supremacist enslaver. Whole lot of people, white, black, and in between, who do things without thinking, just following along, because that's what the Matrix has programmed them to do, including them dumb crackers sitting up in the football stadium who thinks it's a badge of honor to send your children off to foreign lands to die for corporations, while people in power don't get prosecuted for their crimes. I don't expect the Trump administration to go after Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation or anybody associated with them for any of the wrongdoing. Right now, he's concerned about how much it's going to cost him in December after this civil trial where he and the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein will be defending themselves against allegations that they rape, beat, and threatened to kill a woman who was only 13 or 14 years old at the time. Where other evidence will surface, according to media reports, and witnesses who come forward to give testimony in the case also saw Donald Trump having sex with, raping a 12-year-old. Too many people are bought into a corrupt system, and they are too willing to compromise their morals and values, if they have any. Because the system is not designed to produce people with morals and values. And that's why you see so many preachers and pastors and ministers who's supposed to be men and women of a God, who's supposed to stand for justice and righteousness and all of that kind of stuff, so willing to get a racist killer elected and then crying when she didn't get the position. Man. So I vote. I vote. I'm still looking to find out if we're going to have this racist governor, Pat McCrory, in there. We won't know the results because it was that close. This is a case where my vote may have mattered in the state race. I don't think my vote mattered. It did not matter in the selection of the CEO of USA Inc. But I do believe it mattered in it being a close race between this racist. Well, it's actually a race between a racist and a racist suspect. But I got to get the confirmed racist out of that position if I can, because of the harm he has done already and what he may do. Still waiting to find out the results. Just haven't had time to look to see what the judicial system here in North Carolina is going to look like. The makeup of the state Supreme Court and the lower courts, the appeal courts, that play an important role in this system of slavery. Very glad that cannabis legalization in those states that had it on the ballot passed. I don't think it passed in all nine, but I think a majority of them did pass. But the biggest victory in that battle is California legalizing cannabis for recreational and medicinal use. A lot of people are going to benefit from that medicinally, and a lot of people are going to benefit from that by not having to pay fines, not spending a day in jail for possessing small amounts of a plant, filling up California's prison slave houses. Got so bad the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional for them to crowd all them slaves into the plantation like that, and ordered them to release some of them. But instead of releasing people who was in there for nonviolent crimes, primarily cannabis, something to do with cannabis, what did they do? Contracted with the private prisons and started shipping slaves to new plantations to be exploited. So, thankfully, Colin Kaepernick not voting did not prevent cannabis legalization from becoming law in California. So there are many reasons to vote, but at the same time, I can understand why people don't vote. And you can't be mad at them, because they don't buy when they say that there is no choice. There is false choice, evil or evil, evil or eviler. Well, I think that's an oxymoron. Either you're evil or you ain't. Let's keep it simple. So that is my program for today. Unless any other people who are on the board have something they'd like to say in closing. Again, Tando Radio Show is not on air. That's why I'm like over about 3 minutes. But before I shut it down, anybody that dialed in that has a comment or question in closing can go ahead and do so now. Area code 423, I see your mic open. Do you have a comment in closing? Okay. Let me see something. Something looks kind of not right. on the
board. Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Can you hear me, Scott?
Yes, I hear you now.
I'm sorry. I had my mic. I had my my mic cut off just in case. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I wanted to reference, like I said, I voted for myself. Well, you know, it was 11,000 people that voted for the gorilla that they shot. You know, ain't nobody talking about
what
that
do you mean
either.
Voted for the president, for CEO?
Yes sir, it was 11,000 people that voted for I can't remember his name.
Harambee, something like that. Harambee.
11,000 people wrote his name in. That's how little they cared about who was going to be running the presidency this term. Another thing I wanted to mention, because you said about the cannabis, right? We still call it reefer down here in Tennessee. You know, they didn't have it on our ballot. That wasn't even up for discussion here. In several states a little further down, because the state officials said that it make them too much money sending people to jail over cannabis. So it wasn't even it. They had no intentions on even having a vote about it.
Are they making too much on slavery?
They're making too much on slavery for them to legalize it.
Now, see, let me just interject right there. I think some of these white racists are finding out that they can make even more money in tax revenue with legalized cannabis or reefer or weed, pot, ganja. They are making more in tax revenue by legalizing it. So perhaps the state politicians are behind the studies on that. Well, it would actually save them money and make them money. But hey, some people, though, they just really want to practice slavery.
That's it right there, Scotty. I don't think it has nothing to do with the money whatsoever. Because when these people stated that they make more money, they didn't say we, as in the state itself. They were speaking of themselves and those private corporations that pay them to send these people to slavery.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Correction Corporation of America is based in Tennessee.
Yes, sir, it is. It surely is. But that's what I believe, that they're getting paid themselves to make those laws, and that's why that statement was made, because you are absolutely right. I mean, all of the people who smoke weed openly and smoke weed in private, if they could just go get this from a store, like you said, from the taxes and everything that come off of that, they will make a whole lot more. But that doesn't help them keep the prisons filled, as you are always talking about on Abolition Is Ready.
It doesn't create slaves or former slaves who, even if they're out, branded with the felon status and therefore present less of a threat to the system if they take the avenue of operating through the system.
Exactly. But I just wanted, because I don't know how many people got that notification, and I just wanted to let you know about that and see what your thoughts on that was.
No, I did not hear that 11,000 people voted for the Harambee gorilla that was killed in the zoo in Tennessee. I had not heard that. It doesn't surprise me, though. Again, you really didn't have no choice. And perhaps they voted for him, but they took the rest of the ballot more serious.
Right. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Well, we hope. I mean, because I don't think people would have went to, I hope they not just going to stand in line and do that just to vote for a gorilla. But hey, it is some people out there that do some things that just don't make sense.
Ain't it the truth? But I'm going to let you go on and close your program. I appreciate you getting on here every day and doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear the next one.
All right.
Peace.
All right, we're going to close out the program. I did check my email. Still have not heard from Robin or Anaje about race treaty tonight. But if you are subscribed to blacktalkradionetwork.com. We have a subscription where you'll get email notification. It's right there on the front page of the site, anywhere on the site itself. No, I shouldn't say anywhere. But on the front page of the site, it says subscribe by email, and you can find out about upcoming programs. I'm going to jump off here, grab me something, some nourishment, get my strength up, and then I will start back to work on some of the podcasts and getting caught up from yesterday. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for those who chimed in with their questions and comments. Recognize again who Donald Trump is, what he represents, the things that he has stated, and he's talked about his love for private prisons, and he thinks they're great and all of that. We know he's put the call out that he's going to be a law and order. Let's watch who he appoints to these important positions, like the next U.S. Attorney General. Let's see what happens at the FBI. Let's see what happens at Homeland Security. Let's see all of these things, so that we can then anticipate and try to predict which way this corporation about to move on the people. And I do expect them, I hope I'm wrong, to move on the people in increasing the number of slaves where they can in the states where they can do that. All right, so recognize that. Get your skills, battlefield skills honed, and always be aware. Some of these people are attacking people on both sides. Again, it's just so silly, so emotional. But you be safe out there behind these enemy lines. And I'll talk to y'all again on Monday. Peace.